cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and folks, we are $5,100 short, $5,100 short of our goal. We only have 1 hour left to raise $5,100. So, again, that number is 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. You know what? I get, you know, so tired, you know, of having, you know, we going this far and we're still so far away. I'm going to go ahead, put me down for another $1,000. I don't care. We're not going to, you know, I'll do it myself if I have to. We need to hear from you out there. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Folks, we're fighting a war. It's a war. Now, I wanted to go back to what we were talking about.
A little bit more about House Bill 68.
That's
just
what I wanted
points.
To go back to. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, House Bill 68 would prohibit physicians from prescribing cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers and from performing any type of sex reassignment surgery on minors. It would prohibit healthcare providers from helping patients get gender-affirming care in other states, outlawing conduct that aids and abets. And basically, Jason Steffens has been stalling on this moving through for a vote because he's afraid that it would pass. So we have his number in Columbus, Ohio, and his phone number is Jason Steffens is 614-466-1366. Jason Steffens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. He's the speaker. He's stalling on House Bill 68. His phone number is 614-466-1366. We need to overload his phone.
Folks, you don't have to live in Ohio to do this. You need to do that. You need to call, write that number down. You know, this fella here, he's supposed to be a Republican, but he is loved by the Democrats. In fact, we didn't get the real Speaker of the House, the one we wanted, because so many of the Democrats went over and voted for this guy.
Correct.
Okay, so now, you know, you have the right. Not only do you have a right, but you have an obligation to call him and let him know. Find the decency. Jason Steffens, find the decency. Jason Steffens, find the decency in yourself to bring this bill to the floor so we can vote it and pass it. And so that the little children won't be experimented on. Try to find enough decency in yourself. You know, there's a lot of one-horned rhinos out there today. And so, again, that number, folks, is this. 614-466-1366. 614-466-1366. We need to give that more over and over. Folks, you really, it's getting later than you think. The Lord tells us to run to this battle, run to this fight. America's children are being mutilated. The poor little children are in this country, folks, sex trafficking, even here in Ohio. Do you understand? It's happening like Abe Lincoln said. He said, when good men remain silent when they should speak out, it makes cowards of men. It destroys nations. Remember, all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. So do it. Call. I don't care what state you're in. Call 614-466-1367 and say, Jason Steffens, have the decency to bring House Bill 68 to the floor for a vote so we in Ohio can vote on whether or not we want to experiment and mutilate our children.
And then also get a hold of your own local House representatives. All right. If you don't know who they are, you can call the Ohio State House and you can find out what district you're in and who your representative is. But Jason Steffens is the one that is holding things up. There's also another battle going on related to the public schools because the World Health Organization and the UN have national sex education standards being put in place in public schools. So from kindergarten to second grade, they learn about sex. From grade 3 to 5, they learn about masturbation. From grade 6 to 8, they have more sex education, whatever that translates into. And 9 to 12, they learn such a thing as reproductive justice, whatever that translates into. So there's a whole crowd out there that are fighting the public schools agenda and the education. And your voice does make a difference. You know, right now, a lot of people are trading freedom for safety and staying silent. And we cannot stay silent if we want to help God in keeping this country free and Christian.
All right, very good.
Can I quote another one of Lincoln's little comments back in 1838? At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of freemen, we must live through all time or die by suicide.
And the other piece of the other piece of it related to the state of Ohio is we have been in the top 5 to 6 states in sex and human trafficking for a long time, and there's a reason for that. It's because our governor has not taken steps to curtail it. He's accepting money from China, and there's a lot of payola going on right now. And there also are lawsuits. There are at least 17 lawsuits against him and his administration.
Well, you know, people say, well, do you guys seem like you're, there's everything with you is black and white. There's no gray areas, right? Well, what does the Bible say about compromise when it comes to sin? What does God's word, the Bible, teach about compromise when it comes to mutilating children, folks? I mean, the reason that you have things the way they are is you've accepted it. And again, the opposition down there. And when I say the devil's crowd, now you say, oh, now Pastor Oni, you can't call them all bad people. Yes, you can. God's word, the Bible makes it very clear. Those people that are for abortion are evil people. You're pro-life or you're low-life, folks. Those people that are for mutilating children, they are evil people. Who says that? God has said that. Now, what do you do? The Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not just a hearer, deceiving. Listen, deceiving. If you want to be one of those get-along, go-along ones, I'm going to tell you something. You're deceiving yourself because God has made very clear without compromise. Folks, you have crossed him. All right, we have Ronnie in Texas pledges 50. Bowen from Ohio pledges 150. Scott in Illinois pledges 50. And Stella in New Jersey pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now in Texas,
you know, Pastor, God, if you look through Scripture, God basically says, thou shall not, must not, cannot, will not. He's crystal clear. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't have shades of gray. And every time, we give in and compromise with evil, all we do is drag righteousness down. Evil never comes up. It's always righteousness coming down. And we have been compromising with the devil in this country for a long time. And that's exactly why we're in this mess. You know, if you look back over history, you and I have done a lot of different programs on history, like the collapse of the Roman Empire, different things. The collapse of a nation always starts with a moral collapse. It always starts when the people lose their morality, and it goes downhill from there. What we're seeing, do you remember that movie, The Untouchables? It was about the character was a cop, Chicago cop, Jim Malone. He said, when they pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. And I'm thinking, this is a film back when, and it perfectly describes the streets going on in every major city in this country today. And we know the founders all started off with basically like Adams. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And Madison kind of agreed. Washington agreed. Madison said the U.S. Constitution presupposed sufficient virtue among men for self-government. Self-government, the ability to govern ourselves, control ourselves, sustain ourselves, but according to God's Ten Commandments. I mean, our founders understood this very, very simply. And what I'm watching, we have a collapse. Back when I was in high school, we took guns to school. There was a target range. You shot your rifles. The parking lot boys had deer rifles and shotguns in the pickup trucks. Nobody ever touched a gun. And yet now, kids are bringing guns to school, shooting teachers, knocking them, beating them unconscious. We have the moral collapse.
And right, Joe, I have to go with 888. I've got to get the numbers out. Phones have got to ring. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We've told you time and time again about, you know, they keep telling you, and people like Brett Baer, and these others say, well, there was no evidence of any election fraud. Unbelievable what they're doing out there, and Mike Pence and others. But, folks, we've given you stacks and stacks. In our newsletters, we have sent out probably a foot high of newsletters that showed you documented election fraud. We're going to give you a little more right now. Captain Seth Keschel explains how the 2020 election was stolen. Take us there.
So I called the Trump electoral victory because I understood these electoral trends. Those of you who have joined us from the industrial Midwest understand that all these trends were present starting around the 2010 midterms into the 2012 election. And that's why you saw the enthusiasm for Trump, which flipped those states. And they were absolutely stronger trends in 2020. And that's why the election issues in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota are so obvious. And in the 2020 election, I was a transportation technology salesman. And I was responsible for pretty much the entire North American continent. My travels that year had been cut short because of the response to COVID, which was, of course, draconian and heavy-handed. But around the summertime of 2020, a lot of people in my life asked me if I could replicate my findings from 2016, just for a hobby, really. And I invested thousands of dollars in these predicted markets, just because I was so confident that Pennsylvania was not only going to go to Trump, it's going to go to Trump by about 6 points or more. Very clear. So when the 2020 election happened, I watched Florida move off to the right, and it became a 3.5-point Trump state. Of course, if you've listened to my stuff, every time Florida moves to the right, Pennsylvania and Michigan go with it. Or if Florida goes left, Pennsylvania and Michigan go with it every election since 1932. Except for in the safest and most secure election of all time in 2020. So once I saw this issue, which I've now diagnosed as electile dysfunction.
That's my favorite.
Should I define that?
I think they get it, Seth.
Okay. No definition necessary. All right. Some of you probably know the definition. But once I saw that happen, I knew that Pennsylvania and Michigan would follow behind Florida. And what were we watching at that time? You had Trump ahead by 800,000 in Pennsylvania. You had 500,000 or 600,000 in Michigan. You had a narrower lead than that in a much smaller state, Wisconsin, but about 200,000 votes most of the night. Arizona got called. Why was it called? It's because Trump had already won Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, Florida, and Texas. Arizona's the call, yeah. And there's your signal to stop the count in the rest of the states. And it wasn't just Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I saw the count stop in Virginia, Rhode Island, Minnesota. In Minnesota, the Secretary of State had come out and said, actually, the Attorney General had come out and said that they didn't have the votes to win the state at 3:45 in the afternoon on Election Day, and somehow, you know, Biden won by 8 points. And I saw this happen, and I laid down for a while, couldn't sleep, and when I woke up, I saw that Michigan and Wisconsin were already off the board, completely off the board. And it took so long to call Pennsylvania and Georgia because Trump's leads were so big. And that was when I knew I had to get involved.
I took a two-hour nap, and I woke up in a completely different world.
Yeah, I saw Richard Barris, the people's pundit, talking about the steal is going on in Wisconsin and Michigan right now. And I knew that the election was completely in the tank. And I spent most of the next day feeling sorry for myself, feeling grieved about the future. And then I woke up on November the 5th feeling like I was baptized in fire.
All righty, we are back. You know, that's the way we feel here. We are. We're not going to put up with it. And I can tell you this. We are going to jump in with both feet. I've talked to a number of the other pro-life leaders. Folks, when it came to issue one, you really let the people, you let the children down. You let the unborn babies down. Folks here in Ohio, when it came to issue one, you really failed. God, you failed country. A lot of you say, well, I didn't understand it. Well, Hosea 4:6 is my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't need that. We're going to, between now and November, we're going to tell you over and over and over how wicked, how evil, how ungodly this, what they call women's reproductive rights, what they're trying to do to amend our Constitution. Elaine, is it right from the pit of hell?
Correct. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Basically, you know, it's a mutilation. It's a takeaway of parental rights. It's the agenda of the New World Order. They want to destroy the family. They want to take away, they feel that the child is better raised by the state and the government. And they also really is depopulation and a demasculization of male children, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Well, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to, you know, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. But I don't know here, you know, because the Christians out there really let God and country down, or if they are Christians, okay? So, folks, what are you going to do come November? I know that the opposition already, he just announced they've already raised $35 million dark money. And when you say, well, the Satanists, Pastor, why do you call them Satanists? I'm calling them Satanists because they are Satanists. You see, you can call them Democrats, liberals, leftists, whatever you want, but, you know, and rhinos, whatever. But whoever does the bidding of the devil are the devil's children. And all of that, everything that so-called legislation is right from the pit of hell. It's evil from top to bottom. And if you don't stand up and fight back, you don't deserve a free country. You really don't deserve. You deserve everything that the Satanists want to throw upon you if you won't stand and fight.
It allowed this in November will allow the killing of a baby once it's born.
And after that. Yeah.
All right. I mean, this is just so evil. If you read this, I don't know how you could sleep at night because it's so atrocious. Related to the violation of life.
So we're going to go back and we're going to listen to the second part of the captain here as he tells us about the election fraud, which remember they keep telling you there was no election fraud. Take us back there.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And I reached out to a lot of Republican Party affiliates throughout the country. You know, I'm looking at Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania. I was getting away from the obvious cases where they're going to say this is a turnout thing. I'm looking at Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania. I'm looking at Macomb County in Michigan. I'm looking at all kinds of smaller, middle-sized counties. And none of these folks could handle anything. Most of the leadership was already on vacation. There were state party chairs that went on vacation on November the 4th.
You couldn't reach them on the phone.
Correct. So nobody was available. Nobody was available. Nobody was available. So what did I do? I went through my contacts from the years before, and I started throwing out Hail Marys, and one of my Hail Marys was caught by General Flynn. And that was the time in which I started writing affidavits for the election cases that, of course, were thrown out of courts. And why were they thrown out? Because of standing.
Oh, you mean you came forward?
My affidavits are included in the lawsuits in November.
But Brian Kemp hasn't seen any.
Brian Kemp.
Nobody came forward. Did you not see what he said?
Could not lead a lemonade stand. I could show you slides for Georgia.
I could show you slides for Georgia that are so disturbing, you'd have to have a 62 IQ to not believe that there were issues in Georgia in 2020.
That's probably about the IQ of the Reuters reporter who wrote the hit piece on you that ended up in you getting fired from the job you had when the election occurred, correct?
So that's also part of my story, and I was listening to David backstage. And I don't like to put out a false sense of bravado. There's
a solution to the
Okay, we're
going to
go back.
We've been discussing
in 1 second. I want to go to Calamity Jane Zirkle, who's with us here, about some of the social media, particularly one post that came up after Mike Lindell's speech. Jane, can you can Denver show it? And Jane, can you read it for us?
Yes, so this tweet was put out by a self-described anti-disinformation activist, where he describes Mike Lindell's motivation behind this summit as Christo-fascist motivations and insults him for saying that believers will go to heaven in end times and says that it is this mentality that ultimately drove the election denial and then resulted in January 6th. It is quite interesting what we've been seeing, but despite all that, most of the social media posts have been supportive of Mike Lindell. He has generated tons of support from conservatives, and people are tired of what they're seeing in their elections. They are for fair and free elections. And like he said, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue.
All righty, we are back. And Wanda in Texas pledges 500. Thank you, Wanda. And Anthony in Woburn, in Woburn? Woburn pledges 100. Thank you, Anthony. Folks, again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, we are about 2,800 short of our goal, 2,800. We have approximately 30 minutes left here on air, and then, you know, we'll be here till midnight.
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make one more summary related to this amendment that's on the bill in Ohio here for November. The amendment would amend Article 1 of the Ohio Constitution by adding a Section 22 titled The Right to Reproductive Freedom with Protections for Health and Safety. What that means is this, a constitutional amendment in November, will legalize prostitution and child prostitution, legalize adult-child sexual relationships, legalize abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy and afterwards, remove parental rights when it comes to gender confusion for children under 18 years of age. So how will this legalize prostitution? So if a woman claims it is my reproductive decision to have sex and get paid for it, the state cannot make any law against it. The state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, prohibit, interfere with, or discriminate against this newfound right. So how will this legalize pedophilia? If an adult can convince a child it is his or her reproductive decision to have sex with him and can convince the child to say it is his or her own reproductive choice, then the state cannot make any law against it. How does this legalize child sex trade? This all becomes legal because the amendment says the state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, prohibit, interfere with, or discriminate against either an individual's voluntary exercise of this right or a person or entity that assists any individual exercising this right. This constitutional amendment coming up for a vote in November here in Ohio has no age restrictions to it.
There you go. And again, they're going to be, I was watching, they were promoting this on Spectra One, which is one of the most liberal anti-Christ news outlets here in Ohio, called Spectra One News. It's very, very, they're very, very LGBTQ, they're very sodomite, very pro-abortion. And they ran in a, now, I don't know, obviously the opposition was running an ad on there talking about how good that would be, you know, just how, you know, it made it look like it was such a good thing.
It's a liberating thing, protecting your rights.
And yet it is evil to the core, absolutely evil to the core.
Correct.
All right, folks, listen. It's now or never. Right now, it's now or never. We're living in the times that the Bible says in the end times the righteous would become more righteous and the wicked would become more wicked. Well, right now, the wicked are ahead of us. They're becoming more wicked faster than the righteous.
America's fighting back because as of August 16th, Texas has targeted the largest abortion provider with a $1.8 billion lawsuit. So Texas wants Planned Parenthood to give back millions of dollars in Medicaid reimbursements and pay far more in fines on top of that in a lawsuit that appears to be the first of its kind brought by a state against the largest abortion provider in the U.S. Now listen to this. Planned Parenthood acknowledged in a statement it could end up paying $1.8 billion if U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek rules in favor of the lawsuit. Texas brought the lawsuit under the Federal False Claims Act, which allows fines for every alleged improper payment.
All right, here's a little bit of good news. California Planned Predators has burned to the ground in a three-alarm fire. That's right, in El Centro, Planned Predators, the most wicked evil. I mean, it's a whorehouse of death and destruction. It brings nothing but suffering and misery to people. The El Centro Planned Parenthood was reportedly on fire in the early morning hours on Tuesday, approximately 2 a.m. The bloody whorehouse of death provided baby kills to residents of Arizona, where banned after 15 weeks, it took fire crews approximately 3 hours to put out the blaze. I mean, how wicked can you get? Okay, how wicked? I mean, Planned Predators. I don't think they can become more wicked than they are. Could they? Is it possible?
Well, you just think they can't, and then something else comes up.
Yeah, just when you think they've hit. Okay. Paul in Texas pledges 50, 888-281-1110. Joe, you have an article.
Oh, one bit of good news is we now know the truth. Hunter Biden was copied in an email set to set up Jones' phone call to the Ukrainian president. And we know he was using a hidden phone, a special phone. He was using a fake name, and they've got him now. He was sent. The document was sent. Robert L. Peters, a pseudonym the Comer's Committee has identified as Vice President Biden, and the everybody's wondering why was this special top secret communication about a planned phone call with the Ukrainian President Poroshenko. It was copied to Hunter Biden's email address at Rosemont Seneca Partners. So Biden's always claimed he knew nothing about his son's business, but he's telling his son about top secret communications with the President of Ukraine. The Comer's Committee and the Congress are going to go ahead and try and subpoena all kinds of documents from the National Archives and different places. They are getting very, very close to really having absolute total proof of all the corruption. Right now it's kind of the preponderance of evidence, but this isn't just a smoking gun. This is one of the bullets fired. So they're really getting somewhere, and I have faith that maybe in a little more time the worm will turn and the press will have to go after Biden. The proof will be just so irrefutable that they will not be able to.
Well, Merrick Garland is completely corrupted. Merrick Garland is.
Yes,
he basically leads up in Biden, and that everybody's got enough on Merrick Garland. They could, right now, he should be charged with treason for dereliction of duty, for not, for committing treason against America, for not doing his job. And the same thing with this so-called special counsel Wise. Again, there comes to a point where, I don't know, they know that there's got to be a point where they can no longer say, look, the American people are not as dumb as we thought they are. They're not going to put up with it anymore. But they really have to be able to get all of these things to courts out of Washington, D.C., don't they?
They've got to get Washington, D.C. out of America, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing American. The D.C. courts, well, it's all run by what? Totally run by Democrats. It's totally corrupt. They're the ones that are doing all this horrible stuff to the January 6th people that everybody is hiding from. And they're trying to use, whenever they want to challenge the or go after the Republicans, they use the D.C. court circuit because I think, what is it, less than 4% voted for Trump out of the entire District
That's
of
right.
Columbia.
We're coming up to a perfect time to call your pledge in at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. How much longer can they carry out this facade? I mean, the American people are really getting more and more fed up every day. We'll be right back.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Heaven's my way, I'm blessed by you.
that's by you. You know, I wrote that song. Did you know that, Elaine?
Hey, I did a good job.
Yep, and you know why I did it? It's because I really do believe God's Word, the Bible, and it talks about getting to heaven someday, right?
Yes, for sure.
And that is what is really real, right?
100%.
Okay, so folks out there listening, that's where you're all going to end up. You're either going to end up in heaven or hell someday. And, you know, the Bible says that what we do in this body, that what we do in this body, the treasures we put up in heaven by being doers of the word, boy, that tells you that you'll have a standing, like a ranking in heaven, huh?
Yes, you will.
How long is eternity?
Forever.
All right, there you go. Now, folks, that's why we keep encouraging you. That's why we keep encouraging you. And you say, well, Pastor, it sounds like you hate the Satanists. You hate night. We don't hate the Satanists. We don't hate you Democrats and Rhinos. We don't. If I hated you, I would say, go ahead and keep doing what you're doing, and you'll spend eternity in hell. You see, that's reality because God has said that. You know, God has said it, folks, and I'm telling you. You can believe whatever you want. But if you find out what has happened, if you want to know what has happened in the past, what is happening now, what's going to happen in the future, it's all spelled out perfectly in God's word without error. It cannot fail. It can't do that. Anyhow, we need to hear from you tonight if we're going to continue. And that's 888. We have approximately about 15 minutes, and then we'll be here till midnight. But we have about 15 minutes on the air at 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you. Phone lines are still open. We have, or 888-677-9673. So we have Pastor Hal calling. We got two Larsons. If we have two Larsons, is that larceny?
Yeah, and I do want to talk about facial recognition that's going on so to help people with what's going on, not right now, too. When you get
you want to talk about facial recognition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds like very interesting. There's some faces that are more recognizable than others.
Well, this is nefarious.
Okay, I know. All right. So, well, go ahead and Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, get ready because you might get your face recognized, but go ahead.
All right. Well, U.S. citizens and some other travelers are entitled to decline what TSA is doing in having their photos taken for facial recognition ID checks. All right. You're being told by some people are being told by the TSA agents it's required. It is not. You can go to the TSA website and download the fact that it is optional. In February of this year, a group of senators told the TSA head asking for an immediate halt of the facial recognition technology use in the airport. It points to a national study done back in 2019 that facial recognition is up to 100 times more likely to improperly identify those of Asian and African descent. The TSA is running a separate pilot at two of the airports that instead compares a traveler's image against a government database. The Privacy Center said there's reason to be concerned about it because it's going beyond its efficacy among different demographic groups. It says the U.S. has no overarching laws when it comes to its use of facial recognition. And then eventually the TSA administrator said he would eventually like to see it done permanently. So the bottom line is I was called today and the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles is now doing also facial recognition. I went on their website, didn't say anything about it, so I'm going to be calling them by phone tomorrow and asking about it. But again, this is optional. There is no law that says you have to submit to it.
All right, very good. Now, why do they keep doing this? Well, they are trying to discourage you. Say, Pastor, it seems like they just keep throwing more and more at us. That's exactly the way God's Word, Bible said it would be. Okay, so we know, right? I mean,
they want to dehumanize you. They want you to not function in society. They want you to be afraid of going outside of your house. All right, and they are trying to erode your faith in a higher power because that's where our trust and confidence comes from.
So what do we do? Boy, you march right up to them and you tell them, look, you better repent or perish. I would love to be able to go to the Congress of the United States, lock the doors where they couldn't get out, and preach them God's word. I mean, really hot and heavy. Well, I would love that opportunity.
I'd love to see their ears burn.
Alrighty. Okay, we're going to be coming up. We have Pastor Hal is going to be with us tonight. In a few minutes, he's going to be giving an invitation to you folks out there. And so everyone that knows a Democrat, give him a call and say, you better listen to Pastor Hal right now. You really need to listen to Pastor Hal. That's rhinos, too. Democrats and rhinos, they need to hear this tonight, don't they? All righty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Did you want to say something, Pastor Hal?
Well, I was just going to say, right now, this Antichrist government is filling their cup with the wrath of God, and when God feels like the time is perfect, he's going to let them have it.
Yeah, because that's what he says he's going to do, huh?
Right.
All righty. We have Dan in California just pledged 60. Thank you, Dan. Folks, we have, can I get somebody, look, can I get three people to match my 1,000? I did 1,000. It's the third time this week I did 1,000. So I did 1,000 three times. Can I get three of you out there to match it one time? One time. Three people to match my 1,000 one time. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Okay. Joe, go ahead and give the address again for those folks, because we've been getting people calling and saying you don't give the address. I just want to send a check. I don't want to go up on the internet. Just go ahead and give it to them, Joe.
Well, the address is WRWL Ministries, 14781. That's 14781. Sperry Road, Sperry Road, in the city of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065, WRWL Ministries, 14781, Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065, and if you couldn't get that written down, just go to wrwl.org, and all that information is available on the website.
All right.
We definitely want to hear from you.
Be very good.
If you want to be on the newsletter.
All righty. Very, very good, yes. Folks. That number, again, is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, you have another article there, don't you?
Well, one thing I was looking at is this Bidenomics that false president's running around pushing because of the rapid increase in interest rates. Well, the interest rates are going up because the Fed is countering inflation. Inflation is caused because Biden and his cronies just keep pouring more money, spending. And anyway, the interest payments on the national debt are going to rise from about $475 billion in 2022. That's a lot of interest. It's going to end up $1.4 trillion in 2032. In 1 year, it's gone from $475 billion to it's going to end up about $1.4 trillion in 2032. That is scary, and if the longer this goes, they're saying it could turn into like $5.5 trillion by 2050-53 if we don't quit spending and do stupid things. That's why your money is not going anywhere. The interest rates on homes, cars, anything you have to buy on time. Right now, the average American doesn't have $400 in cash for emergencies. Credit cards are maxing out. Banks are having troubles. The commercial banking for loans on commercial businesses are failing. loans are coming due this next year. Things are not looking good. You've been lied to for a long time, and I'm warning you, by about the first next year, things are going to get much worse than they are now, and they're pretty bad right now, right, Pastor?
Yeah, I was just listening to some guys talking today. The fellow paid $6 for a dozen of eggs. Gas is, where I'm at, is $3.70 a gallon. And, you know, remember when Trump was in office, it was $1.88.
Right.
$1.88, okay. Now, they've totally exhausted all of our natural, our national reserves, our oil reserves are gone. And guess what?
Russia, or Chinese.
And, right. And they don't have the oil. Now, thanks to Mr. Biden, China Joe, to restore our reserves. If we were had to go to war right now, we'd be in really bad shape.
Well, he was going to do it, but they found out the price of oil has gone so high and the interest has gone so high. We're spending our extra money paying interest on the national debt. There is no money to fill our national petroleum reserve. It can't be done. If you start to spend that kind of money, it would create havoc with the federal budget, and they can't do that. So they said they were going to, but if you notice, it hasn't happened, and from what I'm reading, it's not going to happen. There's no way they can do it.
Yeah, and he also put policies into place that curtail the exploration of new oil fields.
Right. And he shut down more lands, the more rules, regulations. Everything he's done is to harm our oil and gas. I love it that they keep calling it the fossil fuel industry. That's one of the big lies that government tells. Oil is, and natural gas are not fossil fuels. They come from methane gas deep in the Earth's crust. Has nothing to do with fossils or dinosaurs or any of that garbage. It's just one more lie they keep feeding the simple-minded, Pastor Ernie.
Well, a lie told long enough and loud enough becomes the truth, according to Joe Stalin, exactly. Remember?
That's why everybody keeps calling it fossil fuel, because that's what they did. They called it that long enough and loud enough, and everybody bought it.
And, folks, this is why we need your help tonight. We really need. We're way behind where we should be. So that we can continue to bring you the truth. Again, in 50 years, we've never compromised. We've never stood down. We've never in 50 years, we've been out there, and we've never, ever betrayed the trust. We've always brought you, and we haven't done it for money because we don't make any money. I lose money. I lose money doing this. I don't make any money. And so
all of us are losing money. You're not the only one.
And we're doing it. We're trying to let you know. So we need for you to help us tonight, really. And so let me give you that number again, 888-281. The guys are standing by. They're looking at the phones. They're not ringing. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to be here for approximately 12 more minutes. And you have how much time do we have here? Hal, you've got six minutes. Tell us how the folks out there can get to heaven.
First of all, I want to say to everybody, don't give up in this fight against this Antichrist illegitimate government. The devil's trying to exhaust our minds and our spirits and everything else like that and just wear us out. But don't let the devil wear you down. Keep fighting until Jesus Christ comes back again. Even if you feel exhaustion and like everything's no hope and everything, Jesus is on the way. He's got everything perfectly timed, and the wicked will pay, you know, with their souls if they don't repent and get right with him. But right now, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for you on that cross of Calvary. I was brought up a Lutheran years ago, and I was told that my good works outbalancing my bad works and being a good Lutheran to get me to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. No matter what religion you're in, is probably telling you or making you think that you've got to earn your way to heaven, your good works outbalancing your bad, you got to do this and that. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you have ever done. But now that payment don't become yours until you by faith reach out and receive it. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means the Pope don't get you to heaven. Your church membership don't get you to heaven. Your good works don't get you to heaven. It's not until you come to God and say, God, you know I can't save myself. I'm the lost sinner on my road to hell. My sins are going to keep me from heaven if I don't repent and receive the payment Jesus paid in my place for my sins on that cross. And you know, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the blood of Christ. That's why Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not through the city's water system. You could get baptized so often every tadpole in the creek knows your social security number and die and go to hell. You can do, it's not through worshiping Mary, Paul, the saints, and everything else like that, which a false religion out there tells you. It's only through you coming to Jesus Christ and admitting that without his payment for your sins, you can't go to heaven. And so God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. To hear his voice means to hear his word, which you're doing right now tonight. God hears me talking to you right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. He could force his way in, but then salvation wouldn't be a gift. It means more to God that you, by faith, realize you're a sinner and you want to be get right with God through what Jesus did for you on the cross, and you choose to open up the door of your heart and let him come in. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes in and gives you spiritual birth into the family of God, making you a born-again Christian for all eternity, enjoying heaven, the mansion, your mansion in heaven, and everything else. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means call is to pray. We can say a simple prayer together. I'd be glad to help you out. You don't need me to help you out, but I'd be glad to, you know, lead you in a prayer if you think that'd help you out. And even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, though, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. And right now, with the Holy Spirit convicting your heart, I just pray, Holy Spirit, give everybody listening to me right now just a holy passion, a holy desire to open up their hearts and receive you, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. So let's pray this prayer. I'll lead you a few words at a time, and you can repeat after me. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save my soul from hell. I believe you allowed him to transfer my guilt and my sins onto himself. And when he said, it is finished, that meant all the work necessary for me to be redeemed has been done by the Lord Jesus Christ in my place. And so, Lord Jesus, I right here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, because I believe you died on that cross for my salvation. And I thank you for giving me a home in heaven and eternity forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen,
amen.
Folks,
if
you just prayed that prayer, 1 John 5:13 says, it says that because you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, this ain't a direct quote, but this, it says, because you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, that he's given you eternal life. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God.
And Pastor Sanders says we're out of time for tonight. So as we say every time, every night at this time, we say, good night.
Good night.
We say, God bless.
God bless.
And we say, always. Get ready.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills. I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.